Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn. With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. Plus, you can buy it online and pick it up in store, getting you outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See store at homedepot.com/delivery for details.
Jake from State Farm here, hanging out with Mel's Mow & Grow. Mel chose State Farm for small business insurance because his local agent is a small business owner too. So she knew how to help him personalize his policies. And now, he's rolling in the green. Like a good neighbor. Guys, I'm trying to do the line.
Oh, sorry, Jake.
It's all good. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Good morning. Welcome to Fantasy Sports Today here on this Friday here on SportsGrid. Craig Mish along with Davis Maddock. We'll have the latest, of course, from opening day in fantasy baseball. We have games going on tonight as well, so we will break those down for you, of course. The latest in the NBA, maybe mix in some football as well, fantasy reality, and the Sports Grid 60. But before we begin all of that here on the show today, a brief announcement as we have made it here to Friday. So I have hosted Fantasy Sports Today for several years here on Sports Grid, and I will continue to do so, by the way. But the time of our show essentially is changing. We are moving this program here on Fantasy Sports Today, 11 a.m. Eastern, to Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern, along with the show on Sundays, what Joe Pizzapi and Matt Stryker do. So Davis and I are moving to Saturday mornings, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern. You'll still get a lot of fantasy content, of course, here on the network. It will come via me and via Davis, just on appearances from other shows. My Newswire show from 2 p.m. Eastern is moving to 11 a.m. Eastern. I know this is a little bit confusing. I promise you we will post this, all this stuff, on social media. And Davis, a little bit of an end of an era. You and I still get to work together. We're just going to move our program to Saturday mornings. And so just wanted to make sure, I haven't really talked about it here on the show, but want to make sure that we tell people that you and I are going nowhere. It's just we are moving and shifting things around a little bit.
Yep, going nowhere. We will continue to be coming from you guys live on Saturday morning. I will be more on some other programs here on the network. I'll be popping in on Pharrell Coast to Coast. I'll be on the morning after. I'll be on the early line. So you'll get actually probably even a little bit more of my presence here on the network, which of course, you know, everyone, that's really what everyone wants. They want more action from me. So we're not going anywhere. We'll be there with you guys on Saturday mornings. And I think, Craig, it's just going to allow me lots of fantasy football talk, you know, because it'll be more evergreen type stuff. So we'll be doing lots of NFL draft, lots of fantasy football, and of course, lots of fantasy baseball as well.
Yeah, for sure. So for those of you who have watched during the week on the program, I've been doing this now for, I think, 4 or 5 years. I can't even recall how long it's been. And still very excited to still be here with you, Sports Grid. I just don't want people to think that we're going anywhere. Anything's really changing. It's just the time of the shows are changing. And let's be honest. Listen, I love fantasy baseball. Davis likes play fantasy baseball as well. But daily has just taken over so much of what we do. Felt it was more appropriate on a daily basis to appear on some of the other shows as well. So that is the story. Starting Monday, 11 a.m. Eastern, Davis will be eating at this time. I will be still hosting here in this spot on the Newswire show that you normally see at 2 o'clock Eastern. So that is the breakdown there for you. Now, before we get to our headlines here on the show, Davis, opening day has come and gone. I think we saw some very surprise outcomes, which we always see in the month of April. Oakland beating the Los Angeles Angels last night. Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout. I mean, it is April. I mean, these things are definitely going to happen. And we'll get to this in our fantasy standouts, but how about Adley Rutschman yesterday? 5 hits on base 6 times. Maybe this is the next generational catcher in baseball.
Yep. I mean, look, that's one of the most fun things in baseball, because we get so familiar with these guys when they're young, and a lot of the times we see them play before they're fully ready. So it is always awesome to see the young guys, you know, basically become the guy who they were supposed to be on the back of their, you know, their Topps prospect baseball cards. That is always really cool. And of course, I mean, just classic, you know, that the famous Tungsten Armo Doyle tweet resurfaced last night. It's like, yep, Trout and Otani, you know, Otani, you know, gets six innings pitch, only allows two hits, no earned runs, 10 strikeouts. Obviously, you can't win a game when Otani is that. Just absolutely classic, Craig. So classic, Los Angeles Angels.
Yeah, and I was at the home ballpark for the Marlins. They lost. Davis, I think, skipped opening day for the Cardinals. Boy, that was a good choice, too, though, that game ended. I thought the Cardinals had that game won. I was driving home from the game. I was like, wow, Ryan Helsley, of all people, blowing that. Okay, let's get to our headlines here on the show. In case you missed it last night in the National Basketball Association, there were two games. But how about this big blowout last night in the NBA? The Boston Celtics last night beat the Bucks by 41 points. I don't even know if this is honestly a good thing for Boston if they face Milwaukee in the playoffs, because I think the Bucks are going to remember this one. Now, we had a lot of injuries yesterday in baseball. Wilson Contreras of the Cardinals exited after taking a pitch off of the knee. Maybe a day or two. I haven't heard anything more significant than that for him, but we'll see. Now, Justin Verlander, on the other hand, this is concerning. He was placed on the injured list just before the game started yesterday between the Marlins and Mets, and he is not going to pitch on Saturday, which is tomorrow for them. And Davis, this story is not what you want to see in baseball, but I don't know how closely you paid attention. Probably not, I'm going to guess, to the World Baseball Classic. But at the game between the United States and I believe it was Venezuela on Saturday night, Daniel Bard came in that game, Davis, and he couldn't throw a strike. He was hitting guys. He just couldn't get anybody out. And now he's placed on the injured list due to anxiety. I got to give Bard credit, though, Davis. I know this is a tough situation. They could have probably said he had a toenail injury, you know. They could have said that he jammed his foot in a car. But he came out and said that, he's got anxiety issues. Never want to see this, but hope for the best for sure.
Yeah, I did a little bit of looking into this story. Apparently, and I did not know this, you know, knowing Daniel Bard, he had been out of baseball for 7 years as a result of dealing with the yips, basically, is sort of the unscientific term for it. So, of course, sending our thoughts to him and hoping he gets that situation figured out.
Yeah, no doubt. Fantasy baseball, that hurts. I know people drafted him, of course, but much bigger story than fantasy, I would say, here on this Friday. All right, coming up next, for those of you who play the season-long or the DFS slates, we're going to give you our fantasy standout in Major League Baseball on opening day.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Money Mania, where we're talking tax season and what to do with that refund. If you really want your tax refund to have a positive impact, I'm bullish on Ohio's 529 plan. I always say, invest in something you love. Well, there's nothing we love more than our kids. So invest in their future and let your tax refund help. For as little as $25, you can get started today at collegeadvantage.com.
Spring Black Friday savings are happening now at the Home Depot and also at your front door. Get spring savings delivered to you with free delivery on over 2 million items. Everything you need for spring cleaning, patio decorating, and front yard gardening sent right to you. And if you need it fast, get same day delivery on thousands of items like pavers or planters to keep your yard looking beautiful. Spring your way with Spring Black Friday savings only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Jake from State Farm here, hanging out with Mel's Mow & Grow. Mel chose State Farm for small business insurance because his local agent is a small business owner too. So she knew how to help him personalize his policies. And now, he's rolling in the green. Like a good neighbor. Guys, I'm trying to do the line.
Oh, sorry, Jake.
It's all good. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
Welcome back, Fantasy Sports. Today it's Friday, so Jim Sanich is with us as always here on the show, previewing the upcoming NASCAR race this weekend. Davis also in the house as well. Touch on some baseball as well with Jim here on the show today. See if we can get some DFS action, maybe a couple of plays that Jim likes tonight for those of you who are playing Daily Fantasy Baseball. Jim, great to have you back here on the show. Thanks again for coming on.
Yeah, it's great to have both NASCAR and baseball going. It was fun yesterday having games on from 1 p.m. until bedtime. Kind of bummed there's not much for today. I get it, given they want to give teams flexibility for weather and stuff like that. But selfishly, I kind of wish there were some games on during today, too.
Well, get ready for Saturday because that's the big slate for sure. All right, so before we get to this week's race, hey, how about Tyler Reddick, man? Like, a lot of talk about these young drivers in NASCAR, Reddick and Christopher Bell and some others. For those of you who didn't watch the show last week, that was one of the, you know, something that we talked about. But I'm seeing, like, we're not quite there with, like, the new group of the Harvicks and the Jimmy Johnsons and the Tony Stewarts there. Like, there really hasn't been anyone, I don't think, that's kind of taken that over. No. But we're starting to hear about these new young racers, and so that's exciting for the sport.
I mean, Reddick was a freak show last week, and I mean that in the most complimentary way you possibly can mean the phrase freak show. Like, during practice, his five-lap average was a half second better than everybody else. And in that race, they had three overtime restarts. Reddick could have bombed any of them because there was a ton of chaos in those, but he held serve every time. So really impressive. And I think that given the way the other Toyotas raced in that race, the fact that Reddick dominated while nobody else ran inside the top 10, mostly, I know Ty Gibbs finished there, but like, he was awesome. So I think that Reddick, Christopher Bell is in that discussion. Kyle Larson's still pretty young too, so he could be in that discussion. Mm-hmm. Chase Elliott, they're all like guys who could fill those Harvick, Johnson, Stewart-type shoes. But I think it's fun that there are a lot of candidates because it means we'll have a lot of competitive races for the next decade or so.
Yeah, no, I definitely think so. So let's talk about this week's race. And before we get to the pricing, you know, obviously, you know, we're at the point now in the season where guys need to make a move at some point. What do you make of this week's race?
Yeah, it's Richmond. Richmond is a short flat track. And the problem if you're trying to make a move is that the cream typically rises to the top here, where you see the elite teams, the elite drivers really dominate this race because there's less chaos. The incident rate at Richmond is lower than it is at most tracks, which means it's pretty predictable. Like, looking at the betting markets, there are guys whose top 10 odds are like minus 230, minus 190 this week, who I think are good values. So we kind of know who will compete here. That's one thing. Other thing is that you can see guys dominate this race, 400 total laps for this week. And that means there are 40 FanDuel points available for laps led. So the pole sitter, whoever that winds up being on Saturday, is going to have an edge. Ryan Blaney is historically pretty bad at Richmond, but he won the pole last year and led 140 laps despite not being the best car in that race. So big advantage for pole sitters this week, and big advantage for the best teams because there's less chaos this week than we typically see.
All right, so let's take a look at the pricing, see if we can come up with some good options here at the top. William Byron is the highest priced driver this week at 14,000. Boy, Kevin Harvick this week at the top too, 13,500 as well. Kyle Larson at 13, Denny Hamlin 12,500, Martin Truex Jr. at 12, and then there is Christopher Bell at 11,500. So this definitely is a shift in thinking in terms of the pricing from what we've seen in the past, Jim, over on FanDuel this week.
Yeah, and a lot of it is because Harvick forced their hands. Because you look at this race, the two things you want to focus in on are last year at Richmond in the next-gen car, and then at Phoenix a couple weeks ago. Harvick should have won Phoenix. He had the best car, I think, in that race. It was between him, Larson, and Byron, which is why they had the three highest salaries. Had a chance to win, if not for a late caution. But then also last year, Harvick arguably had the best car in both Richmond races as well. Finished second in the first one. He won the second one. So he was dominant in Richmond last year. He was very good in Phoenix in the first race at a short flat track this year. So I think it makes sense. And honestly, like, I'm into Harvick at $13,500. He's probably not going to qualify super well because he never does. I still think he, you know, the second race in Richmond last year, he did still lead a lot of laps despite starting in the outside, I believe in the teens for that one. So I think Harvick is deservedly there. I love Kyle Larson at this track as well. Toyotas tend to run pretty well. Truex had a great car in both races last year. Denny Hamlin won the first race despite not having the best car there. So I think this tier is all really good, Craig. I think that it's worth mentioning Harvick deserves to be there. A little bit lower on Byron just due to the salary, not as high on him at this track. But I do think the other guys well-deserving where they're at.
Okay, so there you go. That's our preview this week of NASCAR. We thought since we have Jim here on the show, we would get into a little baseball here on the program. Before we get to a couple of players just sort of in or out, what did you make of opening day yesterday? What stood out to you in particular? Like, what are some of the themes you think as we head toward our first weekend of both season-long and daily fantasy baseball?
I think the key thing was aggressiveness on the base paths, because we saw a lot of stolen base yesterday, which was kind of the expectation based on rule changes, based on what we saw this spring. I think you should have gone in assuming we'd see a spike in stolen bases, and we saw exactly that. Not just stolen bases, but also effectiveness. There were not a lot of guys caught stealing yesterday, which could increase the aggressiveness going forward too. And I think that's especially key this time of year in daily fantasy, because when it's colder outside, you see fewer home runs. And if we're going to see an increase in stolen bases, that's going to increase the percentage of the pie in terms of total FanDuel points scored that goes to stolen bases. Then you increase that even more due to what time of year it is. I think, Craig, we need to go out of our way to find players and teams that will be aggressive. So when you are looking at a stack, put more weight into speed, put more weight into guys who are willing to swipe some bags. Typically, you know, we're selling out for power. We want guys who can hit home runs, jack up that total in a hurry, but speed matters a lot more this year than did in the past. It's always mattered, because those are the two sources of upside in daily fantasy, are speed and home runs. But this year, speed gets a larger percentage of the consideration because we've seen what we saw in spring training and on opening day. So to me, I think it is something we need to react to pretty aggressively to, is bumping up guys who are willing and capable of stealing bases and making them bigger focal points in our lineups because of what we saw there. And I think that what we will continue to see going forward.
Yeah, and I think the aggressive base stealers in general, that may be where the difference is the guys who stole 10, 15 now steal 20, 25 this year. The guys who steal 30, 35, it doesn't seem like the guys who don't steal at all are stealing now. It's just the guys that have the speed are doing it. So I think that's a great point. All right, so a limited slate tonight. Let's take a look at a couple of players maybe that we can dive into here. Let's start with Arizona LA tonight. And Ketel Marte, interestingly enough, is priced at 2,800 at the Los Angeles Dodgers tonight. Is he somebody potentially, Jim, that you would be interested in maybe using in a daily fantasy lineup tonight, or maybe a better option for you that you could throw out there?
Yeah, so for me, Marte was a target in season long. Traded for him in a dynasty league this year as well, because I think that we'll see him kind of get back to what he's been previously, where he was a guy with pretty dependable power, plays in a decent park for hitting as well. And it's not a great lineup, but it's also not like bottom of the barrel. It's close, but it's not quite down there. So I liked him for season long. For DFS tonight, he's facing Dustin May. And I like Dustin May as a pitcher, actually, in DFS tonight. He is stretched out when 83 pitches in his final spring training start. Didn't look phenomenal last year coming back from Tommy John, but he got a lot of swinging strikes, got a lot of ground balls. So I think I'd rather use Dustin May as a pitcher facing Ketel Marte than using Marte himself for tonight, because I like Dustin May. I like the ground balls he induces. I think that the strikeouts could be there too. So I think for me, focus is more so on the opposing pitcher in Dustin May than it is on Ketel Marte.
All right, fair enough. There you go. That's good advice from Jim. Now another pitcher who, well, let's just be honest, didn't fare all that well in the World Baseball Classic, but I guess some of the theory, the game theory here, Jim, is that it would be unlikely, I guess, for the Padres to disappoint two games in a row at the beginning of the season to the Colorado Rockies. They were huge favorites yesterday. They're huge favorites again today. They have Nick Martinez, though, on the mound for the San Diego Padres. They play against the Rockies. We talked about this earlier in the show. Jim, CJ Cron went off yesterday. He had two home runs. Padres get right, you think, today? Nick Martinez get right? Didn't look that great, obviously, over the last month. Are you interested in playing him in this format tonight?
I think that there you could talk yourself into it for sure, because Martinez, due to the World Baseball Classic, is definitely stretched out. In his final spring training start, he said he went 84 or 85 pitches. So I've got him projected for 93 pitches, which is a pretty decent number for a guy with that low of a salary. You like the matchup. You like that he's at home. You like all that stuff. I just think we don't need to save tonight a pitcher. I think that we can actually, given the bats that are available, I love Colton Wong. His salary is $2,700. That's a pretty low salary. I think with Christian Javier at 10-1, I don't personally feel the need to spend down a pitcher. I typically am someone who is sell out for high salaried studs at pitcher to begin with, because they give you both a high ceiling, which is the thing I care about most, but also a high floor, which, you know, is fine and it's whatever, but I care more about the high ceiling. Those guys have that. Javier has that. I think Dustin May has that. David Peterson doesn't have a floor. He has no floor. The floor is negative, but he has a ceiling because of the strikeouts and because of the matchup. So I think I'd rather focus on the guys with more strikeout juice. We can get that here without having to sacrifice good bats. You can go at Julio Rodriguez. You can stack the Dodgers while using Christian Javier for tonight via David Peralta, via James Outman, guys like that. So I think because I can get to the high salaried studs, I'd like to do that because the range of outcomes is very good. But again, good matchup for Martinez, good pitch count, I think. There are factors there. I just personally want some guys with a bit more strikeout upside.
All right, so there you go. All right, Jim, thanks again for coming on the show. Really appreciate it. Always appreciate, by the way, your appearances on our weekday shows here on Fantasy Sports Today. Hopefully we'll have you sometime on the weekend, too, on our FST shows as well. Thanks again. Appreciate it.
Looking forward to it. Thank you very much, Craig. Have a fantastic weekend.
All right, Jim Sandis, follow him on Twitter and get ready for the NASCAR race this weekend. Jim's a great follow and keeps you updated on everything that's happening in terms of qualifying and who to play in those races, of course. We'll take a quick time out. We have Fantasy Reality next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Money Mania, where we're talking tax season and what to do with that refund. If you really want your tax refund to have a positive impact, I'm bullish on Ohio's 529 plan. I always say, invest in something you love. Well, there's nothing we love more than our kids. So invest in their future and let your tax refund help. For as little as $25, you can get started today at collegeadvantage.com.
Something big is cooking during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot with the Weber Jumbo Joe Premium Charcoal Grill. We're talking almost 2 feet across big. That's 13 burgers at once big. Right now, get the Weber Jumbo Joe Premium Charcoal Grill for just $99.98 at the Home Depot and bring that classic charcoal experience to your cookout. Buy it online and pick it up in store to get to grilling sooner. Go big during Spring Black Friday with the Weber Jumbo Joe Premium Charcoal Grill, now just $99.98 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
I know how to run a hair salon, but for small business insurance, I chose my State Farm agent. She's a small business owner too, so she knew how to help me personalize my policies. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. Are you following us on Twitter? You should be. Here's how you do it, at SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV for the latest news, notes, information, picks against the spread, Bracket Central coming your way tomorrow here on SportsGrid. Make sure you catch it. Davis, we got the Final Four coming up this weekend. Very excited about that. And for those of you who are into sports betting, how about this? We'll be talking about this top story on Newswire, 2 o'clock Eastern this afternoon. The state of Kentucky, Davis, has legalized sports betting. So we thought that maybe some other potential state would be legalized, but Kentucky is the first. In 23.
Kentucky, there we go. I mean, I am still sitting here in the great state of Missouri waiting for sports betting to come across their desk. I know one of my buddies on Twitter, Tony Nyhouse, has been sort of involved with this. It's been kind of a grassroots effort in Kentucky. Obviously, a lot of opposition in various states to sports betting as, you know, the various governments try to hammer out how much taxes and everything goes in there. Some states have implemented it flawlessly. There are some states that are still working on doing it properly. I know you are located in the state of Florida that had it when you had it for a week. They took it away. No good. Last I've heard in Missouri, the most recent thing I heard is that it has again been proposed. It's on the floor. It's going to be up for a vote, and we will see what direction that goes in. But, I mean, you know, 15-minute drive for me to Illinois. I saw a number from our friends over at FanDuel Sportsbook. Bryson, 125-1 to win the Masters. So I think I'm going to have to take a little jaunt over the bridge $10, you know, buy myself a lunch or lose $10 on Bryson. I'll lose $10 on Bryson.
Yeah, sounds interesting. Masters coverage, of course, for us next week here on Sports Grid for sure. All right, let's get to some hard-hitting questions. It is our fantasy or reality. All right, Davis, we got through one day of the baseball season. A lot of injuries around the league. Justin Verlander and Max Fried. And boy, it's like a pitcher's just so hard to stay healthy in baseball. It just seems like an impossibility. And yesterday, the Washington Nationals, boy, they did not put on a great performance on opening day. Truth be told, they're in rebuild mode. I mean, I don't know how people could get so, you know, burnt up about what they're seeing from the Nationals. They'll be good in 2 or 3 years. The Nationals, when they came into the league, were the Expos. They weren't good for a while. They ended up winning the World Series. I don't know what fans are just so up in arms with. But Steven Strasburg, of course, is a typical opening day starter, but did not start on opening day. He only pitched one game last year. And Davis, I'm not sure what the future really holds for him. The Nationals are saying all the right things. They're hopeful at some point that he'll be able to come back and pitch. Davis, if Steven Strasburg came back and pitched in June or July, and even was a bullpen guy or showed any kind of promise, the Nationals will be so thankful to move him at any point. Fantasy reality. Steven Strasburg, World Series hero for the Nats, will pitch this season.
Yeah, look, this makes me sad. I think it's a fantasy. I think I've told this story on the show before, but like right when I was really getting in to professional sports, starting to play fantasy football, starting to play fantasy baseball, was the year that Aroldis Chapman and Steven Strasburg both got called up. They were kind of, you know, these mythical prospects. And I watched Steven Strasburg's 14 strikeout game against the Pittsburgh Pirates in his Major League Baseball debut. It was electric. It was awesome. I had a Steven Strasburg jersey at one point. I loved watching this guy pitch. He was awesome, man. I don't think Steven Strasburg is going to be a guy who, like, you know, I don't think he's going to make the Hall of Fame. I don't think he's going to be someone that the average baseball fan remembers in 20 or 30 years, but I always will, because I'll remember that moment. I'll remember how electric he was when he really had his stuff. So this really bums me out. He got moved to the 60-day IL yesterday. That was, you know, all these teams were making their corresponding roster moves yesterday. You move a pitcher to the 60-day DL, and that's kind of like waving the white flag. You know, that's basically like saying, if we get anything out of this guy, it's a huge victory. I hope we see him, but I don't think we will. I got fantasy.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to go the other way here. I'm going to say reality, and I'll tell you why. When you're making $35 million a year, or 35, or 40, or 30, or 25, something like that, Davis, you basically have to do what the team says you got to do. This isn't like, to me, a Miguel Cabrera situation where it's a Hall of Famer and he's playing in his last year and everyone knows it. And it's like, if he plays, he plays. And if he doesn't, he doesn't. The Tigers just kind of got to eat the salary. Same thing with Pujols at the end of his career, too. I mean, Steven Strasburg is still a young guy, all things considered. Like, should be pitching for 4 or 5 more years, maybe, in Major League Baseball. So my guess is, again, the Nationals are going to want to do anything and everything possible to move him. And the only way that can happen is you're probably right, not during the first half of the season, it would be in the second half of the season. Because, yeah, if he's placed on the he was placed on the 60-day IL, that's putting him out for the first half. But 5 good starts, 5 good appearances, at least the hope is there that he could go somewhere else and pitch next year. And they are going to try and do that, even if it is in September, Davis. They are going to push him to be able to pitch. This guy is not going to retire. He's going to collect that money. And as long as that's the case, he's got to go out and try. I got reality. I think that he pitches multiple games for the Washington Nationals this season. I just don't think it's going to come until the end. All right, Final Four coming up on Saturday, just like we had it all drawn up. We all had the Final Four with San Diego State and UConn and Florida Atlantic playing in this thing and the University of Miami. But Miami plays UConn Saturday night. That's like the, believe it or not, it's like the primetime game here. They put FAU, San Diego State, 5:00 Eastern. Let's be honest, Davis, as much as we love this, this is going to be the worst rated Final Four of all time on television. I mean, it's going to be, there's no doubt. But UConn, 5.5 point favorites over Miami on Saturday. Hurricanes have played great basketball all season. most people are taking the underdogs again in this thing on Saturday. UConn, Davis, do they win Saturday? And do they win again on Monday night in the championship? Fantasy reality, the Huskies, who were definitely the best team left in this thing, win the national championship. This is fantasy reality.
Yeah, I mean, it's not all that often when you get down to the semifinal of a sport that a team will be listed as a minus money favorite. UConn on the FanDuel Sportsbook, minus 125. San Diego State, plus 390. Miami, plus 440. Florida Atlantic, plus 550. Yeah, I mean, UConn is, Craig, they're the blue blood left, right? The rest of these teams are making their, I believe, first Final Four appearances for San Diego State and Florida Atlantic. And Miami of Florida has had their runs of being an interesting basketball program. But, I mean, look, let's be honest, Miami, they're the U. It's a football school, you know? And actually, I just want to give a shout-out. The Miami women's team, also pretty good and making a good little run. And the UConn women's team as well. I love that. I love the symmetry of the men's and women's teams both doing great at the same time. That's just always kind of enjoyable for me. I actually wish that the schools I went to or grew up, you know, around rooted for cared more, because K-State never really had a great women's team. And it never made sense to me why KU didn't take a UConn-esque approach to women's basketball. They spend so much time, KU does, trying to get the football program to be anything when they could just set themselves as absolutely the basketball school. Like, no reason to me why KU doesn't have a top five perennial women's team. It's always kind of been weird to me. But yeah, I got reality. I think UConn will end up winning this.
Yeah, the only reason why UConn is the favorite is because they're telling you they're the favorite, Davis. Do not buy this. Do not buy what you are seeing with any of these games. They got to make someone the favorite, really. I mean, to me, that's what it comes down to here. I understand UConn's played great basketball. And listen, for people who say I'm a homer, I'm a Gator homer. I'm not a university. Even though I live in South Florida, I did not attend the University of Miami. I'm not a Hurricanes homer. I don't know if the Hurricanes are going to beat UConn or not, but I got four teams that are all the same going into Saturday night. You're giving me a choice of three? I'm taking it. I got fantasy. UConn not winning the national championship. I don't know who it's going to be. Maybe it's San Diego State. Honestly, maybe it's FAU. FAU could definitely win the championship. They beat San Diego State. They beat UConn in the final. Who's to say that can't happen? I think there's a money-making opportunity this weekend by taking anyone else outside of the favorite. So I'm going to say fantasy, and I'm definitely taking the points with Miami on Saturday night as well. So UConn does not win the national championship for me. All right, finally, there is a reboot. Talked about this plenty of times here on Fantasy Reality. It's always a reboot here on television, in the movies. Here's the next one. It is Good Burger with Kenan and Kel. Now, of course, Kenan Thompson still has his hands very busy on Saturday Night Live. I believe he's the longest running cast member ever in the history of Saturday Night Live. Kenan Thompson going to be in this movie along with Kel Mitchell. And the first movie, obviously, very popular. Fantasy or reality, you would watch a new Good Burger movie. Now, remember, this Good Burger goes back a long way now for them to reboot it. But why not? Everything that is old is new again. Fantasy or reality?
Yeah, I actually think, Craig, they're going to get me on this. We for sure talked about this before. But so much of the content that has been made for the last 10 years has been nostalgia for your generation. Now that my generation is getting into their 30s, we got jobs, we got, you know, we're buying houses, we're moving into cities. Now they're making content that is nostalgia for me, right? So this is nostalgia for me because this came out when I was a kid. Kenan and Kel, absolutely hilarious. These guys are so funny. Their show, I have a lot of memories of watching their show on Nickelodeon. I really enjoy both of these guys. I think they probably will get me. So this is a real, I don't know if my wife watched this growing up because she's a couple years younger than me, so she might have missed it. So this might be one I watch on my own. But yeah, reality, I will probably watch this.
Yeah, probably fantasy for me. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I liked it, but I don't know. This is dedication to be able to watch this. Not really sure. I'll probably get a review from you at some point and then decide to watch. The good news is, oh, so it's fantasy for me. But the good news is, Davis, is that I'm almost caught up on Mandalorian here. I don't know, man. I feel like the interest for me, though, is fading. I got to say, they could keep whipping out seasons of this. I don't know that I'm going to keep watching. You know, it's a lot of backstory stuff. It feels like they've run out of stuff, no?
Yeah, I mean, so the issue with all of this is that it's all the Bad Batch, Boba Fett, it's all Obi-Wan Kenobi, it's all setting the table for crap that people hated. It's all done in a way to tie everything together for the sequel trilogy, and those were like the worst movies ever made. They were terrible, right? All this cloning stuff, all the the Emperor this, Moff Gideon, Grand Admiral Thrawn might come in. It's all done to explain how after 30 years, you know, the Jedi win, the rebellion wins at the end of A New Hope, and then 30 years later we're supposed to expect that they're just gone, that the Empire won again. You know, it's the sequel trilogy was so bad that I don't envy the job of these creators, and I think honestly the best thing would be for them to just wipe the sequel trilogy out, say it never happened, and start over fresh, basically.
You mean which trilogy? Not the first, not the second, but the ones, the most recent ones, you mean?
Yeah, Force Awakens, The Last Jedi, and Rise of Skywalker. Yeah.
Gotcha. I mean, I wasn't that. I didn't hate those. I thought a couple of them were good, but I, you know, understand it. And again, they got to just keep going with this. Money's to be made, no doubt. All right, Sports Grid 60 coming up next. Make sure you stay on the grid with us. And then we'll turn it over to the early line. And I'm back with you 2:00 Eastern for our next edition of Newswire, as we will have the very latest on sports betting being approved in the state of Kentucky. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Kent State's reputation in the fashion industry is something you would hear from everyone when you're in New York City.
I will say we're quite well known for being hard workers.
Kent is really known for delivering well-rounded students.
Kent has one of the most prestigious fashion programs in the U.S. and also internationally ranked.
Our alumni are in every corner of the industry, every job position that you can imagine.
They all are ready. They have all the courses. They have everything under, you know, under their belt.
Bring on spring projects with Spring Black Friday savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can bring on the spring cleaning, the patio decorating, and the front yard gardening. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of items like pavers or planters to keep your yard looking beautiful. Bring on the spring doing and spring your way only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Before we leave you here with the show, as we always have done here on Fantasy Sports Today, on our final weekday episode of Fantasy Sports Today, here is today's Sports Grid 60.
All right, no disrespect to the Valero Texas Open, but everyone in the world of golf right now, their eyes are turned towards the Masters. And I just was going through some of the odds on the legal sports books this morning. There are huge discrepancies between these books, and I think it's because basically they've just been happy to take in money on anyone whose name is not Scottie Scheffler or Jon Rahm for the last, you know, 4 months or whatever. They're like, yeah, you want to bet on literally anyone else? Sure, take whatever number you want. And there's going to be a huge reset on Monday. These odds are going to look a lot different. They're probably going to get a lot shorter. I mentioned the 125-1 on Bryson, but there are other good numbers out there on guys you would want to bet. So maybe spend a couple minutes here on your Friday afternoon going and finding what prices you can get for the Masters, because there's nothing better than having a guy in the final group with a ticket on him at Augusta on Sunday. It's awesome.
Yeah, no doubt. And David and I will cover that for you next Saturday, as we're moving our show once again, 8 a.m. Eastern, next Saturday morning, and every Saturday morning right here on Sports Grid. So not going to get all melancholy here for our final weekday show, because we're still continuing here on Fantasy Sports. They're just changing times. So who better to end the Sports Grid 60 with in our final one here during the weekday? Nathan Peterman. Why not? Nathan Peterman has re-signed a one-year deal back with the Chicago Bears, unfortunately known as the guy who everybody wants to fade in daily fantasy and regular season football as well. Congrats to Nathan Peterman. You are back in the NFL. I feel like that's a good place to leave it. Thanks to, of course, all of our wonderful producers. Thanks to our great graphics department. And naturally, thanks to Davis Maddock for co-hosting the show with me over the last couple of years. We'll continue on Saturdays. I hope everyone has a great weekend. I'll see you back here at 2 o'clock for our next edition of the Week 1.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn. With Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. Plus, you can buy it online and pick it up in store, getting you outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See store at homedepot.com/delivery for details.
I know how to run a hair salon, but for small business insurance, I chose my State Farm agent. She's a small business owner too, so she knew how to help me personalize my policies. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.